Ay, ay, ay.
To be together. Erev Shabbos Kodesh, big Shabbos, Parshas Bereishis, beginning of a new year of Torah, a new year of Chizuk, a new year of Zayiris. It's amazing just to know, you know, we'll see even just what we're going to learn tonight. We're going to learn Psukim that I've seen hundreds of times. And yet every year you see more insight, more depth, more amkus, because Torah is infinite. It's amazing. No other chachma could you understand the way we have. We just started Shnai Mikra Chatargam again, and we're going to learn Bereishis again. And we've all learned Bereishis before. No other chachma is like that, right? You think about it. First grade, second grade, Chveis Nashil, you learned simple arithmetic. Simple mathematics, right? And you learn 2 plus 3 equals 5, and 8 minus 3 equals 5, and 3 times 4 is 12. You never go back and learn that again. Like, you don't open up a math book and let me study that again. You mastered it. You move on. But Torah, the same Parshas Bereishis, Nachat, another time, Bereishis, why? Because it's not Chachma of Adam, it's Chachma Lokis. It's the wisdom of Hashem, and if it's the wisdom of Hashem, it's infinite. And the same psukim, and the same words, and the same letters that last year I understood on one level, now I can understand it in more depth, with more amkus, and more light. And Shivim Panam Torah, and there's so much to guide me and to see, and the aura of Torah is never ending. It's so beautiful. So what is chus? Again, before we start, just all the Torah tonight, all the chizik, all the soros is being sponsored anonymously. For Shalema, for Eliezer Afal, Ben Sarasima, Bez Jems Baruch. We should all keep him in our tefillos, and make sure all the Torah, all the Chizuk, all the Zara should be big schosim. Bez Hashem for Fuos, for Yeshuos, for Tzuos Tovos. For Menuchos Nefesh, Bez Hashem is Baruch. So, Chavar, I want to learn together, talk about a pasuk that's always fascinated me in a way. You understand even more so personally. If you step into the living room after, if you've ever noticed, you'll understand. But first, what's the pasuk? The beginning of Shani. Parshas Bereishis, and Ela told us Hashemayim va'aretz b'hi baram b'yom asos Hashem alakim eretz v'shamayim. So these are the offspring of Shemayim va'aretz, of heaven and earth, b'hi baram, when it was created, on the day that Hashem created Shemayim va'aretz. So b'hi baram, on the word b'hi baram, so there's a famous idea that Rashi quotes based on a Medrash, the Gemara Menachos. Behebaram. Behebaram. Behebaram means behebaram. Meaning what? That with the letter Hey, Hashem created the world. With the letter Hey, Hashem created the world. It says, Bekah Hashem Sur Olam and Bebez Osios Elu, Yud and Hey, of Hashem, Yitzar Shnei Olamim, the two worlds was created. Gemara Menachos, Daf Chavtes explains this. And Yud, that letter was used to create the upper realm, Olam Haba, and that's the Shnei Olam, Olam Haba, and Olam Hazeh, this world, the world that we are in, was created with the letter Hey. And what exactly did that mean? What exactly does it mean that the world was created with the letter Hey? So this has always been something, the pasuk, that's been very exciting to me for some reason. I always was drawn to that, and to try to understand that. And maybe more so after I have a Talmud a few years ago was in my shir, I'm saying, it's always a Talmud, obviously. Talmud Kobe Katz, right? Some of the Chavar knows Kobe Katz. So Kobe Katz happens to be an incredible artist, like really world-renowned now. Mamish world-renowned. He's been commissioned to make pieces for many famous people, different athletes, different pieces. He's you can go online, the brush master, Kobe Katz, right? I've seen this maybe. So when one day, he came into shir one day, when he was in my shir, he says, Rebbe, tell me something. You know, the sefer that I put on Bereishis is called Lev Aryeh. I must have put it out around the time when he was in my shir, maybe that's what it was, whatever it was. That's where I'm getting to. So the sefer I put on Bereishis, if anyone, if it's a good time to get the sefer, if you want to learn the sefer. Bereishis, Lev Aryeh. So, Mirz Hashem, we're going to finish Chumash Yechavshida. We almost finished with Dvarim, and then we'll, Mirz Hashem, publish the entire thing. I only published Bereishis, but I finished Bereishis Shemos. I've finished Shemos Vayikra and Bamidbar already, halfway through Dvarim. Mirz Hashem, we'll get there. Mm-hmm. Lamaisa, see, he came in one day to Shir, he says, tell me, he knew I'm, again, he's been in my Shir, he knew I'm very into Gematria. He says, what's a good Gematria for Lev Aryeh? What's a good Gematria for Lev Aryeh? So he came to me right away, Lev Aryeh. Aryeh is 216. Aryeh is 216. And Lev is 32, so it's 248. It's Ramach, right? 248 mitzvahs asay. Then I said, Ramach, so it's also Avraham. Because Avraham is 248, which is Ramach. But if it's Avraham, it's also Behe Baram. This word, Behe Baram, with letter Hey, Hashem created the world, is exactly Gematria Lev Aryeh, which is the heart of Aryeh, the heart of, which is the name of the Sefer that I was supposed to bring into the world. So Gematria Behe Baram, so I threw that at him. And if you look in the living room hanging with this beautiful painting that he came in like a few weeks later, he comes in and he says, I have something for you in my car. I go outside, he has this massive, beautiful painting with this gorgeous lion in front of me. He bought my Sefer and made it the background of the painting. You can see it's like incredible. And he put on it, Lev Aryeh equals Behe Baram, and a whole thing with that, with the gematrias of it. So this is definitely a pasuk that I deeply connect to in a very, very special way. So what's Pshat Behe Baram? Pashat, no, it's my deep idea that the world was created with the letter Hey. One idea is brought down in Gemara Menachos Daf Chavtes. And this is why also I connect specifically and why maybe it connects to the name of the Sefer that I'm supposed to bring into the world. And the letter Hey, we know, is open on the bottom and then open again a little bit on the top. And what that represents, the Gemara Menachos Chavtes says, Rashi quotes a few different ideas, some of that Gemara, but doesn't quote this exactly. The Gemara says that it's open on the bottom, which shows it's very easy to fall. We have a lot of taivas, it's a Yetzirah, it's easy to fall in this world. It's easy to lo aleinu, not live up to who we're supposed to be. But then you should always recognize you never lost. Sheva Yibal Tzadik could come, and you can get right back up into tshuva. And the little opening of time on top is saying, even though you could fall, you could also get right back in. And it's a big chizik, and I thought that my vote in life is to bring that to people, and to bring people back in. And maybe that's Behe Baram. That's how I always understood, and what I always thought about. But again, like I said, Shivim Panav Torah, and every time you look at Pesukim, and every time you look at a parasha, you learn more depth. And this year, I had this list to open up a piece from Rabbi Amiri, the Shvila Pinchas. A piece that he wrote years ago, I just never learned it, and he put out years ago, I don't know if they're in print anymore, massive, three big svarim on Sefer Bereishis. And on each parsha, like 20 pieces. It's incredible. So, I opened him with this piece, and Mamish been dancing ever since, seeing a new understanding of Behe Baram. You ready, Chevra? So he starts with the Arizal. The Arizal in Parshat Tzadchanan says that Lishma, we all know we're supposed to learn Torah Lishma. Lishma, the Arizal says, is L'shem Hey. L'shem Hey. So seemingly again, this letter Hey. L'shem Hey, we should have in mind that it should be for Hey. What exactly does that mean? What does that mean? So he brought down a Torah he quoted from David Lulliver. It's a Torah that I've seen before in his Sefer on Purim, and we'll see how it connects to Purim later. But he brings the Arizal in his song that some of us sing, Lel Shabbos, Askinu Sudas of Lel Shabbos. He has a line there, Bevavim Tiskater. Through Vavim we will be bound. Through Vavim we will be connected. What does that mean? Through Vavim we'll be connected. So Zohar tells us, a very famous Zohar, one of the more famous pieces in Zohar, I think, is Yisrael Kutchabrichi Vereis Achadi. Yisrael Kutchabrichi Vereis Achadi, which means Klal Yisrael, Hashem, Kutchabrichi Vereis and Torah is one. And what that means is, I believe, my understanding is that obviously the avod of every Jew, every person, is to be mizdabek to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is to cling to Hashem. V'atem advekim b'Hashem elkechem chayim kolchem hayom. Is to feel Hashem in our life every moment. If I really, truly felt Hashem by my side every moment, it's a different life. Life is so beautiful. Life is so uplifting. Even the difficulties and the challenges that come my way, I know that Hashem is by my side. I know that He's holding me up. And I know there's a reason why it's happening. And even if I don't understand the reason, it's a different life. When I could live with Hashem every moment, be bound to Hashem, it's a different chayim when there's dveikas. So Yisrael Kutch Brichi has to be one. How do you really truly make yourself one with Hashem in this world where Hashem is not tangible and not physical? We don't see Him. Through Araisa, through Torah. Hashem gave us His personality. He gave us His mindset. He gave us His character traits. He gave us Him embodied in Torah. Right? As we've quoted so many times, it's the Baal Tanya and Perek Dalet, how literally it's like hugging the Ribbono Shel Olam every time I learn Torah. It's the most beautiful thing. And the more I have Hashem in my life, it's a different life. A different life. And this is what I need. Yisrael Kutch Brichim Reis Chari. So what does it mean, Vavim Tiskader? Through Vav we are bound. Listen to what he says, so deep, so beautiful. The letter Vav has three different milois. Right? Miloi. Those who've sat at this table know what miloi is already, right? So, Aleph is Aleph Lamed Pei, right? The miloi is the filler. If you enunciate the letter, all the letters that are sounded out. Beis is Beis Yud Tav, Gimel is Gimel Mem Lamed, right? Vav could be what? Could be Vav Vav. It could be Vav Aleph Vav. It could be Vav Yud Vav. There are three different ways to have a miloi for Vav. Vav 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 Aleph Vav Vav Yud Vav. What's Gematra Vav Vav? 12. 12. What's 12? B'nai Yisrael. Shiftei Ka. Right? The 12 is the makeup of Klal Yisrael. The 12 Shvatim. What's Gematra Vav Aleph Vav? 13. 13 is Echad. Aleph Ches Daled, which is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Kutch Abrichi. What's Gematra Vav Yud Vav?
2.
Very good. See that? It took him a few minutes to get back. Yeah, it's been a while. He was here at Shana Rab. It's been a while Thursday night. So it's like, you're getting warming up. Vav Yud Vav is 22. 22. What are 22? The Oisius of the Aleph Beis, which is the makeup of Torah. So David Alal is teaching, the Shmuel Pinchas tells us so beautifully. What does it mean, Vavim Tiskader? Through the three milas of Vav, we are bound. Yisrael Kuchabrichi Raisachari. Vav Vav is a representation of Klal Yisrael. Vav Aleph Vav is Echad, is Hashem, is 13. And Vav Yud Vav is 22, are the letters of the Aleph Beis. That's how we are all bound to each other with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, through Torah. Itself beautiful, but watch, we're going to go so much deeper with this. We're just starting. And that's the Vod of life. The Vod of life is just to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We've mentioned so often the Halakhic words of the Baal Shem, or the Gemara in Chagiga, the Tes Mebei, says, Eino Doime. Mishoshona Parko Mea Pamim Lemea Vechod. Right? You can't compare somebody who learned something 100 times to 101. Really? Such a difference if you learned something 100 and 101 times? Really such a difference? What do you mean? And it's not comparable? 100, 101 times. Halavai, we should learn anything 101 times. Halavai, we should learn anything 100 times. Who here can say they learned something 100 times? Eino Doime Mishoshona Parko Mea Pamim Lemea Vechod. So you know what the Baal Shem Tov says? Because it's such a strange Gemara. Baal Shem says, it's not talking in time. It's not the difference between 100 and 101 times. It's Eino Doime, you can't compare if you learn something 100 times to 100 with Echad by your side. To learn it 100 times, Ve'echad. And learn it in a way that you know that Hashem is by your side every moment. To learn in a way where I open up I'm learning Halach, I'm learning Mesech Shabbos, I'm learning Mesech, whatever, I'm learning Sukkot, whatever you're learning, and you open up, is it you're learning a tractate, you're learning some Talmud, some discussions between Tanaim and Amorayim, and some Rishonim and Achronim in there. Or are you learning Chochma Elokis? Are you learning Rabbeinu Shel Olam? Is it that I wake up every morning when I sit and learn, I open up Bereishis, I'm Maver Sedra, and I'm not just Maver Sedra because it's a Chiyuv, it's time for Tarchum that I have to be Yotzezaying my Chiyuv and fulfill my obligation. It feels like this burden upon me, and I get through the twice and the Unkelis, so if I do it that way, or whatever, or Rashi, or English, or whatever way you do it. Or no, it's a schus. I'm learning Hashem. I'm hugging Hashem. I'm opening up Torah so I get to know Hashem. I'm dating my Rebbe Rav Lachman, the way he used to say it. You're going every time you open up your Gemara, every time you open up your Chumash, every time you open up your Kedushas Levi, schus of Yagin Aleinu, and schus of the Yartzeit today. Every time you're dating Hashem, do you feel that? Then my learning is Ve'achad. My learning is with the Ribbono Shel Olam by my side. It's beautiful. It's awesome. It's a different type of learning, and it's a different type of existence. Yisrael Kuchabricha Vereisachari. That's what it means. Ainu Dama Mea Pamal Mea Ve'echad with Hashem by your side. You can't compare that. The Naim Eli Melech says that's Pshad in the words in the Gemara of Adazara, Daf Yudzayinam Veiz. The Gemara says, Kola Osek Betorah Bilvad, Dome Kemi She'ein Lo Eloka. If you learn Torah alone, it's like you have no God. There it seems when the Gemara is talking about if you learn Torah, you're not involved in chesed also, and that's Pashup Shad in the Gemara, you're not involved in other mitzvahs and doing chesed. You just learn all day, you know? So you don't see where that learning comes to fruition and where it's Lilmud Amanat La'asos. But the way Nami Melech says, Nami Melech, it's in the Lakutei Shoshana in the back of the Nami Melech. He says, you have to learn it. Kol Ozi B'Torah Belvad means you only learn Torah alone, meaning without Hashem by your side. It's just an intellectual pursuit. Or it's out of rote, or it's out of obligation, or it's because that's what yeshiva tells you to do. I had a mother here earlier tonight. She came by for a reason. She was lamenting to me, her son's in yeshiva somewhere, and that like she feels her son like is like just robotic, whatever the rabbi tells her she does, but without any machshav, without any thoughts, without any feeling. Again, I'm not getting into that particular discussion, what it was about, what it was. But lemaisa, what is our learning? Is our learning just robotic? Is it just, I learn, and I'm trying to understand the learning, or is my learning with passion to get close to the Ribbono Shel Olam, with ve'echad? Because if I learn kol osek b'Torah b'levad, meaning alone, I'm just osek b'Torah without the ve'echad, it's doyme k'mi she'en lo halakha. That's what the Noam HaMelech says. What a beautiful way to feel Hashem in our lives every moment. Because that's what we felt all of Yantiv. What was so beautiful about Yantiv? We all went through such beautiful Yom Tovim. You think back, starting Elul, just the beginning of Elul, and we heard the shofar every day, and we were getting excited, hearing the shofar every day, Elul, and L'dav and Hashem Arviyishi, and then we prepared Rosh Hashanah, we started saying Slichos, and then Rosh Hashanah, and then many of us were together, Erev Rosh Hashanah by the oil. Someone today sent me a message, was asking me, helping them find a therapist for some situation, whatever it was, a Rav from New Jersey reaches out, and the Rav says that, I want you to know, I heard about the Erev Rosh Hashanah Slichos at the oil, how incredible it was. Beautiful. I don't know why it wasn't there, you know, but whatever, okay.
Next year,
Yishalayim HaKadosh, with led by the Lubavitch Rebbe. That's Hashem. Right? Kobe, that's good timing. Yeah? Now you wake up. Anyways, Lamaisa. So Erev Rosh Hashanah Slichos, then Rosh Hashanah, the Hilga Rosh Hashanah with the Tekios and the Davening, Aser Shmei Tshuva, Yom Kippurim, Sukkis, what Hallel was, shaking the Lulav of Nanuim, sitting in a Sukkah, living in a Sukkah, sleeping in a Sukkah. If you have no raccoons, hopefully, I don't know how that went. L'maisa, and then the culmination, Simchas Torah and dancing with the Torahs, beautiful Lel Shana Rabbitish that we had. It was incredible. It was beautiful. Simchas Mishrevas. If you went to dance with the Matul, I mean, beautiful. What was it all about? You know, what it was all about. We were all Moyedim. What does Moyedim mean? Moyed means to meet up, right? Oyel Moyed. We met up with God. It's easier to meet up with God in these places. These are places that it's easier to meet up with God. It's a little bit easier to meet up with God in the Ilah of Yom Kippur. It's a little easier to meet up with God in Simchas Torah dancing. It's a little easier to meet up with God in your Sukkah. And now it's all over. We're about to enter into Mar Cheshvan. Void of all of that. So what do we have? We still have Eibishter. Just as much so. So where are we going to find him? With the Mayeh? In Torah. And that's how we have to be bound. Vavim tiskader. You have to be bound through the vavim, to the three milas of vav, Yisrael, Kuchibrich, and Verai Sechari. I want to be with Hashem. It has to be through Torah. So listen to what Arizal says in Likutei Torah Beschanan. You know what it means? He says a new understanding of Bihi Baram, that the world was created with the letter Hey. We said already, because the world is created with this concept of tshuva, because inevitably, ain't Tadik Bar Chalo Yachta, we're going to fall, but we have to know we can get back up, which is a beautiful understanding. But here's a new understanding. How do you make a hay? Three vavs. The Arizal says you make a hay with three vavs. Right? Think about it. One line on top, one line down, and another three vavs. The hay represents vavim tiskader. The hay, behibaram. Behibaram. The world was created with the letter Hey, meaning the essence of the world is to be connected to HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah. That's the essence of the world. Which, by the way, open up... Now we can understand. You open up Parshas Bereishis, and you go to Chvesach right at the beginning. First pasuk, Bereishis, Baruch Hu, Kemes, Shemayim, Hazaretz.
So many mafarshim, it's hard to even find, right? What's the second Rashi say? What's Bereshis? Bereshis. Bishvil ha-Torah shenikareshis. The whole world was created for Torah. And what's the next part? U'bishvil Yisrael shenikareshis. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he's the one who exists prior. He was Hayahoy Vaviyya. He was Hayahoy Vaviyya. Hayahoy Vaviyya, Rav Shor said the other night. Gematria 66, which is exactly Gematria Elokecha. When you understand Hashem was, is, and will always be, and you understand Hashem is above everything, that's when you make Him your God. But okay, anyways, L'maisa. That was one of the Torahs I had this chus to understand in Yiddish the other night. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu exists, and what did He create? A world? Bishvil Yisrael, Bishvil Torah. Yisrael Kutchabricha V'Raisachadi. So meaning, I want to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu through Torah that Hashem gave me. Incredible. Fact. Get to that after. And that's the Vavim Tiskader. Those are the three Vavim. And that's Behibaram, the letter Hey, which represents those three Vavs, which the three Milois are Yisrael, Kutch, Bricha, V'Rai, Sechari. And now we can understand a beautiful, very famous Pasuk. The Pasuk in Parshas Achareimo says, Perik Yud Ches Pasuk Hey, Ushmartem es chukosai, ves mashpatai shayasosam, and you keep all the laws that I've made for you, Ha'adam, each person. V'chai b'hem. Ani Hashem. And that's how you have to live, a very famous pasuk. V'chai b'hem, right? The avoid is to keep mitzvahs v'chai b'hem, live through them. That's how we're alive. Chiyas is Torah. Chiyas is a connection to Torah because that's a connection to Rabbeinu Shem. That's what it means to be alive. V'chai b'hem. So chai, what's chai gematria? This is probably the most famous gematria in the world, is Chai. Like, because anyone who ever gives a tzedakah, you're only allowed to give the nominations of Chai, right? Like you're not allowed to give any other amounts. So what's Chai? 18. What's 18? Three Vavs. Not the Milay, the regular Vav. Vav is 6. Chai is 3 Vavs. Behem, what's gematria Behem?
47.
Right? Beis and Hay is 7. And Mem is 447. What's gematria 47? If you add up the three Milays, 12 plus 13 is 25. 22. Plus 22 is 47. The Chai Bahem! You can't make this stuff up, Mamish. The Chai Bahem. You know what? You have to live with what? With the mitzvah, the Torah, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Through what? These are the Vav Yisrael, Kutch, Bricha, V'Rai, Sechari. And that's Behe Baram, the three Vavs of the letter Hey that creates the whole world, which is the essence of the world. Which means my whole life is this. I want to really live in this world. It has to be through Torah and through connecting to Hashem through Torah. But not just I'm learning Torah. It's a Torah with Me'a Ve'echa. It's a Torah with Hashem by my side. And then I live my whole life with Hashem by my side in the most beautiful ways. I'll take it a step further. This is very deep. Mamish, no, we're not. We're going to continue. You don't understand.
Here, stop here.
No, we're not. Let's keep going. Let's keep going. Fine. We're just starting.
Okay, fine.
In Parshas Bishalach, there are three psukim in a row, Parak Yadal, psukim Yates, Chaf, and Chaf Aleph, that start with the letter Vav. The Zohar in Bishalach says that these three psukim is the Yesod of Kriyas Yamsuf. And now, HaKadosh Baruch Hu used, what I'm about to say, I don't understand at all. But I'm going to say, no, this is deep Kabbalah, but I'm going to say it, but we're going to get to something that I do understand. But you'll see. It's a Zohar that's very deep. And the Zohar says, you know there's a Shem I am Beis, right? The name of Hashem was 72 letters. Each of these three psukim counted up. I did it to make sure. Not that I would ever think the Zohar is wrong, but I just wanted to see it for myself. Each of these three psukim have 72 letters. Three psukim in a row, 72 letters, and start with the letter Vav. And the Zohar says these three psukim is connected to Shem I am Beis. This deep shame, and it was with those that HaKadosh Baruch Hu was Mekayim Kriyas Yamsuf. Okay? Zohar and Bishalach. But what's interesting is all these psukim start with the letter Vav. So we have three Vavs. Besides for three times the shame, Ayin Beis, you have also three Vavs. And what's Pshat? Because what's the whole purpose? What do we find earlier in Parashat Shemos? Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Rashi quotes this in the beginning of Shemos. Basically, Moshe says to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where is it? It's Paragimel Pasuk Yud Beis. But he's trying to understand from Akash Baruch Hu, we're on the 49th level of Tumah. Like, what schus are we going to have that we're going to leave Mitzrayim? So Akash Baruch Hu says, "Shetzoytu Mitzrayim, Tavdun Osi Al Harazeh, Shetakablu Atorah Love." V'hi haschus ha'omedes l'Yisrael. You know what the schus of Kriyas Yamsav is? That eventually we're going to be Mekabel Torah. Meaning we didn't deserve it at the time. We're in the 49th level of Tumah. But eventually we're going to be Mekabel Torah. I mean, so the whole purpose of Kriyas Yamsav was Kabbalah Satorah. Why? The whole purpose of Kriyas Yamsav was to create a bond between us and HaKadosh Baruch Hu and be Mekabel Hashem as our God, which is all Pesach, right? But Pesach is not a Pesach without leading to a Shavuos. It's all one big unit. Zok the Ramban in Parshas Emor famously. So what do we see? These three psukim, which is the Yisod of Kriyas Yamsav, have to all start with the Vav, to remind us of the three Vavim that remind us of what? Yisrael Kutchibricha V'raisachati. That ultimately, we're nothing without Torah. And Torah is what connects us to Hashem in the deepest of ways. We understand this as well. What else do you know? And this is an old Torah that we've said over before, that maybe so many years ago, it was before any of the Chevra was by this table. If you open up a Megillas Esther, open up, what's the first letter of the old Megillas Esther? Vav, by Hebrew Me'achashverosh. What's the last letter of Megillas Esther? Vav, Chol Zaro, right? Vav. Trust me on this, not because I found it myself, but I've seen it in Svarim. The middle letter of all of Megillas Esther is also Vav. First, middle, last letter is Vav, which is encompassing saying all of Megillas Esther is Vav. Again, you're three Vavs. Why, what is all of Megillas Esther? All of Megillas Esther is to lead to Kimu Mashiach Ibn L'Kfar. What's the Gemara in Shabbos Peches? That by end of Megillas Esther, we're zoichet his gula, but stam gula, to re-accept the Torah, to re-establish a relationship with Hashem through Torah. So what do we find again? Those three vavs. The three vavs that represent, through their miloi, the relationship to Hashem through Torah. And that's what we're supposed to be reminded, by the way, of Hamantashen. You think Hamantashen is just a pashat thing? You think you come and you just have, what is Hamantashen? You know what Hamantashen is? One bederach remez? Think about it. How do you make up a Hamantashen? How do you do it? Yisrael or Yisrael? Three vavs, but not just stam three vavs. With a miloi, with a filler. So it's the miloi of the three vavs. To remind you of the miloi, of three vavs, the miloi. So you have three vavs, three sides, with a miloi, which is exactly the first, last, and middle letter of Megillas Esther. You want to go further than this? We'll go further. No, you ready?
No. Hang on tight, really. Hang on tight.
While we're here, you know?
We know, we learned the sukkahs, that we have mayim elyonim, mayim techtoinim. The mayim was separated. You have mayim elyonim, mayim techtoinim. It's part of what the whole avodah of Simchas Beis Yeshuev is, to elevate the mayim. Mayim elyonim, mayim techtoinim represents the upper realm and the lower realm, obviously. And ein mayim ela Torah. Right? So the way to connect to the upper realm is through Torah, and that's what the mayim elyonim, mayim techtoinim on some level represent on some level. What does the Gemara in Chagiga Daf Tezvav say? Listen to the statement by Ben Zoma. Ben Zoma says, "So far Yisi, ben Mayim Al Yonim leMayim Atachtonim. I was staring and looking and trying to see what, how much space there is in between the Mayim Al Yonim and Atachtonim, the upper realm and the lower realm, the higher world and our world, Beruchnias Betayra." The Ein Bein Zela Ze Ella, and the only amount of space between the Mayim Elyonim and Echtonim, Ein Bein Zela Ze Ella, Shalosh Etzbaos Bilvad. A length of three fingers. What are three fingers?
Three vavs.
Three vavs. What is he saying? He said, no, MS. What are you, really three fingers? That's all it is, Bein Mayim Elyonim and Echtonim. He's saying, what he's trying to say. He's saying, you know the way to connect Mayim Elyonim and Tachtonim? You know what stands in between Mayim Elyonim and Tachtonim? Having these three vavs connected. Meaning having Yisrael Kutchibrichi V'Raisi Chadi. When we're connected to Torah, and thereby to connect to Hashem, it all becomes one. There's an Ashika Shemayim V'Arts. There's Mamash an Ashika Shemayim V'Arts. And that's our avodah in life. By the way, that's also what's the avodah? A Kohen had to, when you brought a carbon, you had to bring a carbon mincha. So what had to be done with a carbon mincha? Kmitza. What is kmitza? Kmitza is the avodah to be metakin from the chait that was done. But how is the avodah? What do you do? You took the middle three fingers with a miloi. The middle three fingers, which are three vavs, with a miloi, and filled it with flour. Representing, you want to understand, what was the reason you sinned? What was the reason you did wrong? You have to bring this carbon. Gemara in Kedushin says, Barasi Yetzara,
Yadi Yitzhara that I created. Baparaski Torah Tavlin. Meaning, so how did anyone ever sin in life? You didn't connect to Torah properly. If we were connecting and learning enough Torah and learning enough Torah properly with Hashem Echad, one would never sin. You couldn't, because the Torah Tavlin. Torah is the antidote. Clearly, I'm not connecting to Torah in the right way. That's why the Gemara tells us if you surim bono love and you don't know why the Yisurim are coming, it must be because you're Yisvatal the Torah. You're not learning Torah properly. So what's going to be the tikkun? Get back to Yisrael Kodesh Brich V'Raisi. So the remez to that is going to be, you can take three fingers and fill it with milay, representing the three vavs b'milay. That's kmitza. It's mamish all one. It's all one. And that's the three vavim. The vavim teskader, that's the hey behe baram. Chavrin, this is sort of like, we're Parshas Bereishis, and we're learning about creation of the world. Parshas Bereishis, we could learn Parshas Bereishis. If we decided we wanted every single Thursday night this entire year to study Parshas Bereishis, we still wouldn't even have a tipa bayam. Do we understand? If we understood what's in Parshas Bereishis, we understood just the psukim of creation of the world is all of the world throughout all of history is found within these words. It's scary. It's scary because in potential of the Bria Sa'olam is all of history. There's so much here that you think about the Chet of Eitz Hadas and how we're suffering from that until today and what that represents and what that has instilled the Eitz Hara within us that we're still, each and every one of us, trying to work through. And the mitzvah Puravu, the very first mitzvah in the Torah to have children, to raise children, which is Kodesh Kedoshim, Parshas Bereishis. But this one pasuk, Behi Baram, with the letter Hey, we understand what that means. What Akash Baruch Hu is teaching us is Yesodos of life. It's the whole essence of if Behi Baram, Lefi Darizal, and Lefi the way we're understanding that Rizal based on the Torah of David of Lalav, based on how the Shvila Pinchas is being malakit for us, this beautiful Torah. Behi Baram means that at the essence of creation of the world were these three Vavs, which is representation of Yisrael Kutchabricha V'Raisa Chadi, that tells us what our whole purpose of life is. And our whole purpose of life is a connection to the Ribbono Shel. And through that connection, and how are we going to get that connection to the Ribbono Shel? Through Torah. Through learning Torah. And through learning a Torah with Hashem by our side, and it changes, and it doesn't mean Vada. It doesn't mean, you know, you can't be involved in other things in this world and have beautiful relationships with your friends and beautiful relationships with family members and be matzliach in parnasa and one day build beautiful marriages and everything is all beautiful. But it's a different life with Hashem by your side. Then it's all beautiful. Without HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's churban. I don't know how a person lives without it. Because there are challenges upon challenges in this world. But when you have HaKadosh Baruch Hu by your side, I can get through anything. And how we're going to really have that? It's through Torah. That's how it's so real. It's not that you can't have Ribbono Shel in other ways. There are other ways to find Ribbono Shel, by the way. Don't get me wrong. But Avraham Avinu found Ribbono Shel by looking around and seeing the Tev of the world. There's some aspect of Emunah that comes from that, for sure. And that's real. Some aspect of Emunah that comes just from living our everyday lives and opening up our eyes that we've spoken about and experiencing and being open to see what Hashem does for us and just examining our body and the miracles of the world and the miracles that happen to us daily. All of that is beautiful and wonderful. But what I found in my life personally, those are chizik, are inspiration, and but they fade at times and come back at times. If you want a constant feeling of Hashem by your side every moment, the deepest emunah, the deepest feeling of that is if you're someone who's koveyit ma Torah in the proper way. Again, koveyit ma Torah in a way that you understand this is chachma lokis, this is building a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and it's a different world, it's a different life. It's Yisrael Kodjibrich V'Rais Chadi, and it gives me a chizik in every aspect of my life. I don't want to share, I've shared this story before for sure, some of the chevre might have heard it, but it's, I don't know why, when I was preparing this Torah, I just couldn't stop thinking about it. You know, I had the schus to learn in Yeshiva Kerem Yavne years ago. Yeshiva Kerem Yavne, I don't know if anyone here ever was in Kerem Yavne, anyone here ever even in Kerem Yavne. So it's a beautiful big campus in the middle of nowhere. You're far, you're away from, you know, you're 45 minutes from Shalayim, you're not far from Ashdod, but you're far. You know, you're right next to Kibbutz Yavne and Givat Washington and what?
Yad Binyamin.
Yad Binyamin.
I was in Yisodot.
What up?
The cows in Yesodim.
The cow, yeah, you definitely, they're definitely not the cows, okay? The reach is it's a reach. But anyways, Lemaisa, so it's a beautiful big campus, and you have different dormitories, and they had different names, the Hilton, the Plaza, named after all the hotels, because it depended on the quality of each dorm, you know? I made in Yavin, right? I had this list to be in the Hilton. The Citadel was originally was the Hilton. The actual Citadel, the hotel, was originally a Hilton. So I was in the Hilton. So that, see, you can understand, that was a nice place. You know, I was like, going to be in a nice place. If you're in some of the other places, I don't want to say even what their names were. You know, like, that's...
What's Malone
Ron? Yeah, exactly. Malone Ron, forget about it. Forget about it. Yeah, those were the guys that were literally... some of the dorms had like... public bathrooms, but you had to go outside, literally outside, because I don't want to say Chas V'Shalom, this might sound like Lashon Hara in the Yeshiva. She was a beautiful place. They built new dorms since then. They're beautiful dorms. I don't think they put any Americans in the dorms that aren't nice anymore. But anyways, they've learned their lesson over the years. So basically, you had all these dorms that were spread out, and all amongst this big campus, beautiful in the middle, this big grass where we used to play football at times, and good times, special times in my life, Baruch Hashem. I still have a scar from, I remember it was a catch. It was a touchdown catch falling into a metal fence. But I held on, ripped through my shirt, ripped through, and I still have a scar over here from that catch.
But you caught it.
I caught it. Anyways, I'm Isa.
That was Acre.
It was definitely. Anyways, so it used to be when anyone was leaving Karen Biavna, like to go back to Chutz Laretz, meaning for the final time, so everyone would make a big thing out of it. Like you'd have a gathering, everyone would go to that dorm wherever that guy in the cab would be able to drive onto the campus next to wherever the guy was, and everyone would be malave, would escort, would sing the guy out, you know. It was nice, yeah. Keep it simchotei, same, exactly. So this story happened not when I was there. I heard the story from someone else that was there. It was a few years before me. But I remember that minug. And one time, you know, a guy was leaving. And his bags were all packed. And the cab comes. And it comes to his dorm. And he's nowhere to be found. They don't know where the guy is. And they're looking all over, and the cab, you know, the cab driver, some Israeli cab driver, is getting ain lo sablanot, if you know what I'm saying. He's ready to go to the airport just with the bags, you know what I'm saying? Like,
started running the
meter. Yeah, no, the meter fad started. Yeah. That's not a question, but he doesn't even care about the body. He doesn't. It's like, even though the meter is running, but it's still like, where is he? You know, going crazy. You could imagine. So everyone's like looking all over for this guy. And they go and they look in the base medrash, look in the chadar ocha, look in that sifra, this library. Nowhere to be found. And he knew the cab's coming. Finally, a few of the guys found him. Upstairs in the base medrash, there's Ezra Snoshim. It's like a balcony overlooking the big base medrash, beautiful base medrash. Actually, recently saw pictures. They read the dull base medrash. Beautiful now. And that Ezra Snoshim, I used to actually learn second Seder, afternoon Seder, and Ezra Snoshim was like, it was comfortable, it was carpeted. Downstairs, the main basement wasn't carpeted, and they had nice tables and nice chairs. And I used to learn with my chavrusa, Chaim Blasky. We went through that up in Shana Aleph. I went through Gittin and half of Kedushin in that upstairs. It was a very beautiful time in my life. That was just before, that was by Pesach time. It was incredible. But anyways, Lamaisa, they were good times. So that in that basement, in that Ezra Snoshim, against one wall is a wall of Svarim, and they're all the Svarim of Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldbach, Zecher Tzadik Lishvarach. Rav Chaim Yaakov Goldbach was the original Rashiv of Karen Biavna, big Tzadik Gadol, and all the Svarim were there against the, and people, I used to use those Svarim at times, it was very special, you use the Svarim of Tzadik. And a few guys, they went upstairs and they go into the room and they see the guy, they see this Talmud who's supposed to be picked up. His arms are outstretched amongst the Svarim, tears streaming down his cheeks. I need you, I can't be without you. I need you, I can't be without you. And eventually they convinced him to come and told him the cab driver was going to leave without him. But he felt he had such separation anxiety. He was so afraid. You know, he had these, you know how it is. Many of us, the years in high school, unfortunately, don't take so seriously. And even though we probably should have, and then we finally taste something so special in Eretz Yisrael, in Torah and in mitzvahs and Yiddishkeit, and mainly in learning that lifts us up to places we never even knew we had within ourselves. And then leaving is very scary. You don't know what's going to be. You're going back to Chutz Laaretz. Even if you're going to be in yeshiva and places, you don't know how you're going to handle it. You weren't matzliach there before, so who says it's going to happen? You know, many guys. And this guy was feeling, I need you, I can't be without you. He was very afraid to leave. L'maisi, he was wrong. You know why he was wrong? Because guess what? All those svarim are the same svarim that we have here. All the gemaras, all the chumashim, all the shulchan aruch, the same ones that we had in yeshiva and Eretz are all the same ones we have here. And therefore, the relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, which is the ikr that comes through the learning, the echad, avad, it's a little bit easier in Eretz Yisrael. And halavai, we should all be zochah to live in Eretz Yisrael. But if we're not there for whatever reason, we could have that relationship and we have to believe in that here and through Torah. And we have Torah here, Baruch Hashem. We have beautiful Torah here. And maybe what he meant as well, I need you, I can't without you. He wasn't just talking to the Svarim. He wasn't talking to the Torah. He was talking to the Rabbi Nishalom. I need you, I can't be without you, which I understand that I gained through Torah that I've been learning. And I want to continue that. Yisrael kachabricha v'raisa chari. Each and every one of us needs to understand that and believe that. You know, we left Yontif. It was inevitable we had to leave Yontif. We had one extra day, kashalim lefidasim, but now it's over. But you know what? Torah, we have always. And through Torah, we have a relationship with HaKadosh Baruch Hu always. And that's the most beautiful thing in the world. It's the most beautiful thing in the world. So it's about to be, some of us already, depending where you are, maybe a new Zman started, maybe a new Zman's about to start. You know, the Minog and Yeshivas is wait till Rosh Chodesh. By us in DRS, they say the rest of the world's still off, so we started Yeshiva already. Someone got to learn Torah. But anyways, so Baruch Hashem, you know, very from. But Lamaisa, it's a new Zman. And new ischad just through the Yom Tovim. New Zman to remember the Behebaram with those three Vavs, the Vav of 12 of Klal Yisrael, the Vav of Al Vav to connect HaKadosh Baruch Hu Echad, the Vav Yud Vav through the Oisiyos of the Aleph Beit that make up the Torah. Halavai we should be Zoicha, each and every one of us, to always feel Hashem by our side. Bereishis Bar Elokim. As Hashemayim Vatzaretz, I mean, He created everything, He's within everything. And it's through Torah that we can feel that and live that. And when we feel that and live that, and we know that Hashem is by my side every moment, it's a different life. It's a chiyas. V'chai b'hem. V'chai b'hem. We should be zayich v'atem advekim b'Hashem l'keichem chayim kocham yom. To be alive, to be with Hashem. And then bez Hashem, through that, to be zayich to see Hashem. Be'gula, be'gila, with the gula shleima, with mishiyach zakeinu, b'mheir avinu. Amen.